Available on demand every day on iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're listening to WNTNT, you don't have to look out your door or go out the window.
No.
Now I'm confused. Is that the sound of the blizzard or is that the sound of WTNT signal?
That's the sound of my lungs.
Okay.
It's a breathing machine.
It's a breathing machine.
The date, Wednesday, March 6th, 2013, in Washington, D.C. and its surrounding suburbs. Snowmageddon. While down here in Florida, it's still beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous.
And that's where we are.
It's a
so,
warm morning.
For the purposes of opening this show, may I say on behalf of the entire crew, we would like to apologize to our girlfriends and wives for abandoning you during Snowmageddon 2013.
Now, that's an awful broad statement. I don't know that I'm all that sorry.
Hey, I'm not talking about your broad. It's exclusively.
Hey!
No, I just want to say
fine.
We're sorry that we're not there. And, you know, we're going to talk all about the snow because even though we're down here in sunny Florida, we realize that you're having a blizzard back in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But that, well, see, that's it. I've covered it, right?
Yeah.
I've covered
so.
It. I've covered it now. And now it's time to move on to our favorite subject. Us.
Yay.
Hi. Something I've wanted to get to in the opening of this show for quite some time is the accommodations, the digs for the show.
Oh, yeah.
And find out how everybody's doing. Now, it's no secret that when we rented this little beach house in South Florida, Fort Myers Beach, I kind of picked it out.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you absolutely did.
And I'm not going to lie and say that I picked it out based on anything other than my own personal comfort first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I looked at the place, I said, that's a lovely shower. That's a lovely big master bedroom. That's a beautiful place in general. I might as well get right in. And then I looked at the other bedrooms and I went, yeah, those are okay too.
Yeah.
And then I booked the place.
Sarai.
So when we moved in here, all seven of us, mm-hmm. we're seven, right?
Yes, we are.
It's Mike, Rob, Oscar, Buzz, Mark, RJ and Jimmy Cerrito.
James Cerrito, right? Yes.
And I really thought that in some of the bedrooms we were going to have twin beds.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thought everybody was going to have at least a private bedroom or a twin bedroom.
Right.
And the good news is that the four principals sitting at this table, that's Rob Spiewak, Oscar Hello. Santana, and Buzz Burbank, the four people that you hear every single day on the show,
mm-hmm.
they're all in individual rooms.
We are.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So,
you did well.
What I call that is a big win. Let's check down before we get to the secondary players. Let's check
supporting
in with the show principals and find out how their accommodations are. Rob Spiewak, bedroom number one.
I love my bed. It's wonderful. Save one fact.
What's that?
Not enough pillows.
Uh-huh.
There's only two proper sleeping pillows.
Too bad.
Only two.
Yeah.
You only have two. But how many do you need?
I usually sleep with about four
Six.
Or five.
You sleep with four or
We've
five?
We've been through this before.
You prop your head up? Is that
yeah,
what it is?
Yeah, I do. And so what I use is I put the decorative pillows. I think they're called shams.
Or throw pillows.
Uh-huh, I put them under the proper pillows, right. And I use those. And also whoever
designed... Nothing like a throw pillow.
Whoever designed my bedroom really has something against table space. I have the world's smallest nightstand.
Oh, horrors. That's horrible. So you're not happy with
How
your
are
room?
You surviving?
I'm delighted.
How's the mattress?
The mattress is great.
Is it really?
Like a rock, baby.
Okay, that's good. So you're... on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your room?
7.5.
How would you rate mine?
10.
No. Mike, or 11.
Mike, 9.5, because your
Why?
TV is so small.
Oh, that's right.
They
have
a huge, brand new armoire in his bedroom,
TV.
And he opened it and has the TV the size of a laptop.
That's true. That's true. You can't, you know what? You can't always get what you want. That's in a song.
But you try sometimes.
Yes.
You just might find.
You
get what you need.
Yes. Oscar Santana, your accommodations also on the main floor before we get to Buzz Basement Boy.
Two enthusiastic thumbs up.
Really?
Yes.
What is so wonderful about your digs?
Well, I've got enough closet space for any.
That's important for
any
Oscar.
Wardrobe.
That's important for Oscar.
Really?
Closet space. There
I've
you
got
go.
Adequate lighting. I've got a window. The only complaint I would give my room or my bedroom.
Yes.
Per se.
Your chamber
is that I have too many pillows.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Too many pillows.
I would say I have conservatively, if you counted right now, 11 pillows on my bed.
Oh
my
God. Now, if there are any wives or girlfriends listening to this that belong to this show, they're all going, candy ass complaining bastards.
Can I have some of your pillows?
No chance.
There you go.
That's great.
That's how we support each other, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
moving on.
That's not how it worked out in the Jack Spratt story.
Now, probably the most interesting accommodations belong to Buzz Burbank. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to Buzz and the rental house and cleaning in the body of the show. So I don't want to skip ahead.
Okay.
But I want to ask Buzz about, I would say you have the most interesting bedroom.
It certainly is.
You've taken like the teenage boy's basement.
Exactly. When I was a teenager, I moved from my bedroom upstairs down to my parents' basement by choice. I knew a lot of kids who did this. My friends did this as well.
What would the sound be in that basement growing up in the Burbank household?
Oh, no, heavens no.
Oh, you couldn't do that in the house?
No.
You get in big
no.
trouble?
No, verboten. That would never happen.
Okay, so you're in the basement here.
Yes, I am, and I couldn't be happier.
Actually, the sound when he was a teenager, Mike, the sound of muffled weeping.
That's right, I'll do that.
And maybe a little of this.
Dying hopes.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
Michael, dinner. Mom, I'm doing my thing.
No, but it didn't sound like that. It was more like, Mom, I'm doing my thing.
That's right, because he was only 12.
Coming, mother.
Mom, I'm testing the friction on the blankets.
Can we not buy wool anymore?
So you're down in the basement, and what I noticed, because I really, as soon as I went down to look at your accommodations, right. I really wanted to get out of there as soon as possible. I said,
I understand.
This is not, it looked to me like you got a fine bed down there.
I do. I'm very happy, super happy with that.
But you're kind of in a storage part of the house. They seem to have put their stuff down there.
That's where they put their stuff, and not neatly necessarily.
It's Buzz's flop house.
It's not, usually with these rental properties, you have a storage closet right. where people put stuff, and they just look like there was a table down there, and there's only one thing I saw that caught my eye immediately.
Yeah.
Kotex.
Yes.
Oh, but everything.
Don't put Kotex out.
And dirty socks.
Every time. Oh.
Dirty socks?
I hate
someone's
socks.
Dirty socks are down there.
So obviously, the people that departed maybe were the owners.
Yeah, I think so.
And they departed in haste.
Yes, I think they're back in Coral Gables or wherever they live.
Oh, so they're close by.
But they'll be back for 3 days this month.
Well, we'll get to you in the cleaning. So what? Describe the rest of your room.
I could not be happier. I really, aside from the fact that it's a bit disheveled, and I've done some tidying.
Do you have access to the outside from down there?
I have direct access to the outdoors and the pool deck.
He loves that.
It's like having the kid with the secret entrance. He needs that.
I've got
here.
Lots of room. I've got a humming fan to help me sleep.
Right.
I couldn't be happier. I literally love the room.
And every time we need something, Buzz finds it downstairs.
Oh,
he's found soda,
of
beer, cinnamon. Yeah. He's found everything.
Yeah. Now, as we move into the second tier of the show here, we have to get Mark Ronick over on microphone because Mark Ronick has been suffering with with a very special roommate.
Yeah, it's the true definition of secondary tier.
Yeah, he's been shedding a few secondary tiers.
Mark Ronick is bunking.
Yes.
Literally.
With Raymond Diaz.
It's, yeah.
How's that going for you?
It's been an experience, Mike.
You know, the very first night, you were the first person to complain legitimately that Raymond was doing some snoring.
Now, I've been known.
Where is he, incidentally?
I think he's in the shower. He's been there last 20-30 minutes.
We're just doing a show.
And I've been known to snore.
What a pure hump.
You've heard my snoring before. Well, we've recorded it and played it on the show.
Yeah, I might actually have it. Hold on.
But RJ has trumped my snoring twofold. I mean, it is unbearable. I cannot take it anymore. Dear. But I finally, the white noise, I think I've been able to manage to
about the odor?
Wipe it out. Oh, the odor, you know.
You got to turn him up. I can't hear him. What's
your
going
microphone.
On?
Yeah, I was trying.
I'm talking to my microphone.
Let's hear it. Just turn his fader up.
Hello there. Yeah, that's a little better.
That's all
Thank you.
Thanks. It's a little button.
Yeah.
All right, so is there odor?
The smell, I've gotten used to it. So, yeah, the first day it was a little tough, but now, it's one of those things where you get used to your own farts.
Can you describe the smell?
It's like stale feet.
That's Mark Ronick snoring.
Now, see, I hate making fun of him because this is pretty much what it sounds.
So, is he getting it from you? Oh, what? We'll never know because he's in the shower.
He's here now.
He's here. Take your time.
Too late. Thank you very much. Let's start the show.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, RJ. Do you want to say something?
Not at all.
No. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Some of these restaurants, all-you-can-eat restaurants, have you seen these? All-you-can-eat.
You're not supposed to eat all you can eat. I saw this one restaurant. It was called More Than All You Could Eat. Who goes to these restaurants? I'm not done yet. I still have a little bit more room left in my esophagus.
I'm really enjoying me. I don't know if you realize that or not. Assuming there's no blockage in your colon, would you like to take a look at our dessert wagon? This thing is huge. Teamsters are driving it in. Doot, doot. Cheesecake's in. Doot, doot. And that's not any cheesecake. That's imported New York cheesecake. Did you ever see that on the menu? Imported New York cheesecake. Hey, Billy, let's go down to the docks. The cheesecake's in. Cheesecake boats are coming, we'll party tonight. Cheesecake boats are coming, we'll party tonight.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara.
Buzz Burbank.
Rob Spiegel.
Oscar Santana.
And now, here's Mike.
That is our good friend Kevin Meaney. Wow. And we are live from the Cappy Viper Studios South. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2013, and our show today is brought to you by Warby Parker.
Hey, great glasses at Warby Parker.
We talk to you all the time about the great glasses you can get at Warby Parker, and the glasses start at just $95, wow. Ladies and gentlemen. That is a fraction of retail. Go to Warby Parker and get your fashion-forward glasses and sunglasses. WarbyParker.com is the place to select your five favorites. Then you get them even faster with free shipping and your code TMOS. They send you five pairs. Mm-hmm. Pick one you like. Send the rest back. No fuss, no muss.
Easy.
Easy peasy. I won't say the last part. Try them for 5 days and keep your favorites.
I don't.
Send the rest back, again, with free shipping. We've all ordered glasses and sunglasses from Warby Parker. You should, too. Details at warbyparker.com and use the code TMOS to get fast free shipping. I think I figured out the audio down here.
Okay.
I think even when we don't touch anything, I think things float around.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think things move around.
Ever shifting, like the wind.
I think it's strange.
It's a different energy, that's for sure.
I think we need
different
to.
Moment by moment.
Oh, the energy is going to be interesting on the show today.
Oh. Good night, Mike. Long night?
Well, I was hanging with my son.
I see.
Last night. I was hanging with the young boy last night.
So, I like that you still have. Is that a new bracelet?
Oh, yeah, I just kept that on. That's nice. From last night. My Bud Light bracelet.
Well, that's so they didn't have to card you.
Yeah, so once they card me, I can scurry into the Lonnie Kai with all. Oh, I'm sorry, Bar C.
Yes.
I can scurry
actually,
into Bar
that's,
C.
That's Bar D.
Well, we've got Bar A.
It would be C Bar D. It's Bar D because it's downstairs.
Yeah, Bar C is upstairs.
Right.
Oh, so it's Bar D.
Bar D.
Well, we'll get to it. We spent some time at Bar D.
You
before.
Didn't spend long at Bar E.
No. Bar E was chock full of co-eds and in a concentrated form.
Yeah.
That's just, Oscar might be able to get away with it, but right. I literally have to, I cannot do that. That's
no chance.
When you're in the environment down here at, which bar was that? Was that Bar E?
That would be Bar, no, that's Bar D,
I'm going to need that address.
It was A, B, C, D. Well, that's Bar E.
Mm-hmm. Bar E.
Oh.
That's Bar E.
The one okay. with the upper deck.
Yeah, and if we went to the upper deck, that would be F.
No, because that's a separate bar. That's
that would
right.
be Bar
so
F.
So many bars.
Yeah, so Bar E, we went into Bar E for...
We're limited to 26 bars all week because then we'll be out of letters.
Were we even in there 10 minutes?
Not even.
I don't think so.
Not
and
even.
What it is it's co-eds, but they're concentrated. And so you're in
you
this
mean
crowded...
Like they're really smart?
No, of course not. You've seen the children down here.
I have.
They're not the bright ones.
No, sometimes they lay down on the road and take a nap.
Some of them might be. What am I saying? I think I might have even seen a Stanford hat when I was here. You know, but
nobody's that bright when they're drunk.
And you could get that hat in a gift shop.
Yeah.
So
Stanford gift shop.
When we're standing in Bar E.
Okay.
And it's just and suddenly I feel like a pedophile. I feel like what am I doing standing in front of these 23-year-olds?
Feeling.
It's just it's not. Look, I'm you know. I'm larger than anybody that's in there, and I'm also just I'm older than anybody that's in there. Oscar's not, but even Oscar, mm-hmm. Much younger, 20 years younger than I am. Mm-hmm. Even Oscar felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was ready to
roll. Oscar kind of
It was
like
youth. That was a college dorm. That was not where we were supposed to be.
Oscar's kind of like Matthew McConaughey in that 70s movie. He says, I keep getting older, but the co-eds keep staying the same.
He's over 10 years out of same that demo age. Now.
Yeah, so, it's yeah.
Dazed and confused.
Let's say 8.
Yeah.
And so we moved on to Bar D.
Uh-huh. Right.
And Bar D is where we will have a very interesting story of what happened.
Ooh.
And needless to say, it was a very late evening.
Oh.
But the good news is we were able to be here when one of our other strays came back from north visiting his daughter, and that's Jimmy, who rented a motorcycle, and we'll talk about that as well.
Good old Please. Jimmy.
As I run down the list, just once again, down here in Florida, the material writes itself. It's impossible to get everything that happens on one show, but we're going to try to do our best. And we have to cover the Blizzard 2013.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that because my snowblower will lose its virginity today.
Now, it's been started before during
to another man.
Oh,
oh no.
God. Hasn't it been started during a dusting?
Yes, it doesn't count.
So that's just like
losing,
it got to third base.
No, losing the virginity for a snowblower is a, you know, a half an hour of lovemaking.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, you just want to, you know, you've got the sidewalk
right.
and the carport and the driveway and all that. And I have not gotten the report yet. All I know is that Carla informed me that my wonderful neighbor, Richard, who, if you were going to have...
Great man.
If
Great
you, man. Really, if you were going to have a piece of equipment that you had never touched and someone else was going to have to use it
and
first,
trust it.
This
right.
is the guy you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is the guy that will take better care of it than I ever would. This
yes.
guy this guy knows equipment. I, you know what? I should take you guys over one day. You especially
yeah, I'd love it.
Would
it.
Love to see his garage.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And see the organization in his garage where every tool is labeled. But he's not that nudnik. He just loves his tools.
Is your neighbor, Richard, would he be considered neighborman?
Neighbor man.
He's neighbor man. He's helpful man.
Bob, 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 Bob. That's the Brian Butterfield voice.
Christmas man.
Yes. Crispy. Tea lady.
Infant.
Infant.
Comedian.
Gay man.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
Holiday maker.
No, as you see, our voice down here is the Brian Butterfield voice. What a marvelous time we're having down in South Florida.
To a point where we got to a grocery store after spending an hour in traffic yesterday.
Yes.
And before we went in to get what we needed, we still sat in the car and watched Brian Butterfield's Detective Agency one more time.
That's how. That's Hilarious. The idiots that we are. We have seen it 700 times. And before Rob goes in to get whatever he was going to supply, some extra drinkies and not booze.
No, just soda.
We
pop.
Sat there watching it on an iPhone. You know, with its one-inch screen, and we're just laughing like idiots.
We were.
And that was after Rob was playing. What were you cranking out there? You went from a segue where the co-eds were walking. Hold on.
There's so much to tell.
Let me rewind. Yeah. You got me all sidetracked, and that's easy to do today.
I wasn't sure we were going to
we're
go
We're talking about the Blizzard, and then Mr. McZipolix over there mentioned the fact that we do the Brian Butterfield voice because he got bored with me talking about the snowblower.
Distractor man.
But anyway.
Sidetrack man.
See, now I can't do it. Are you experiencing a major snowstorm? Do you have problems clearing your walkways? Then try the Brian Butterfield Snowblower Extraordinaire. For 24 hours, you'll be able to blow out your neighbor's driveway.
Oh, God.
Your own driveway.
It's Abominable Man.
Frozen Vapor Man.
Needless to say, Richard, my wonderful neighbor, hopefully will be trying my snowblower for the first time today, and we'll get a report.
It couldn't be in better
hands. 8:30 Eastern time here on Wednesday, March 6th. I awakened to a text photo from my wife of about 4 inches of snow on our deck, and they're going to get 9 to 12 inches. Where Rob lives, you're going to get 15 inches
10 to
of snow.
15, yeah, it's still
where,
coming down.
Where Buzz lives, he's going to get a foot of snow as well.
Possibly,
and
yes.
Everybody is.
Oscar will get a dusting.
Hopefully,
district, in the district with the rain snow line, and so this is a big deal in Washington D.C.
A huge deal.
And once again, you go back and look at it historically, another March snowstorm for Washington, D.C., which I'm prepared now to never argue with anybody. So that's when we get
I hate to make it about me, but this is the fourth significant snowfall within days of my birthday since I've been alive.
That's when we get them.
So
it's official.
Yeah.
We get snow. You know, prepare for it. We get our snow in March in Washington,
now
D.C.
We know.
And yes, sir.
This is my first workation where the weather was actually worse in D.C. than it was in Florida. Like,
yeah,
and, I was.
Yeah, congratulations.
And, you know, good job. You're doing it right.
And the fact is, I don't feel guilt. I feel jealousy.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there.
I was there.
We haven't had a snowstorm in 2 years.
Yeah.
And I really was sitting there, you know, who doesn't want to hunker down and be there? Yeah. But at the same time, we would not be doing this show at this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd have to scramble to figure out how we were going to put it together
this
because everybody's going to be jammed in their houses. Yeah. And so I'm glad we're here in sunny South Florida.
We would have been all right today. Tomorrow, I think, would have been the hard time to get together.
That'd be very, very tough. So good luck to everybody up there if you're in the Washington, D.C. area. For our listeners on WTNT and all our podcast fans that are up in that market, we just want to say enjoy yourselves. Hopefully you've got your bread, milk, and toilet paper, and you can enjoy the blizzard. We'd be sharing it with you, but we're down here in the palm trees.
That's right.
Another cold day here in Florida. Another cold front
came
through last night. Mm-hmm. And on the program today, my new favorite baseball team. And I'm kidding. Yeah. I've abandoned the Red Sox.
It was great.
Rob, Buzz, and Mike discover a hot new band, Buzz's World. We're going to get that right away. Buzz's World, TMOS, is loved by people of all professions. That speaks to Last Night at Bar C, Another Asteroid. Jimmy is a good daddy.
Yes, he is.
If we have time today, we'll get to this heart-tugging story about Jimmy Cerrito and his daughter. Which just maybe it's because I've been out all night. But when he came home and he told the story, I was like,
it was touching.
I was clouding up a little bit.
Did you cloud up literally?
It was so nice.
That's nice.
It was so. He tells it. It's one part of it that's just
job.
Particularly
Excellent.
Sweet. Countdown to the meet and greet.
Oh, that's tonight.
We are going to be at Bar B tonight. That's Hooters for those of you that need a translation.
You're making it easy to crack the code.
6 p.m. Come out and join us in Fort Myers Beach. She's into superstition. That's right. Come over to the bar where Oscar knows every single bartender and waitress. Come by and see us cram into a special corner because the bar is packed and they don't need our business. And then find out 15 minutes in where I tell everybody that has come to our meet and greet, we're going across the street. Do you want to go to Bar A or Bar D?
Right.
Because it's not going to be Bar C.
Right.
No.
I mean, I don't think the roof could hold that.
No.
Yeah. Too chilly.
The roof.
I think we're seriously going to get people at Bar B tonight. Uh-huh. And we're going to, if we're all jammed in and people are uncomfortable, and I perceive that within like 5 minutes of it happening,
sure.
What we're going to do is I'm going to say to everybody, listen, you have a choice. You can go to the closer bar, which is Bar A.
Right across the street.
Or you can take a two-block walk.
Yes, if that.
And you can go to Bar D. Mm-hmm. If you go to Bar D,
right.
You're going to be surrounded by co-eds, and it's a little bit beachy and slimy. If you go to Bar A, you're going to have plenty of room.
Right.
You're going to be in of doors. It's
good
going to
food.
Be probably a cold night tonight.
Decent food.
Great
and
food.
And the food is very good. Yeah. How do you think our group will, will our group respond?
Well, it depends. Will the a-hole be at Bar A?
The a-hole.
The musician.
I don't know.
Oh, no, he doesn't play it at an AI asked. He's at a different place.
Yeah, that was a Sunday night.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was a weekend.
It's a Sunday night entertainment.
All right. Okay, so
they might have better music.
At best.
We'll have to,
they might not have entertainment. I don't know, but they'll have that pork shank.
Maybe we'll have.
Yeah, those are good.
No.
I think
like
people.
A pork shank.
I think people might very well opt for Bar D.
Sure.
I don't know,
I think so.
But I'm going to leave it up to everybody else when I in detail describe.
Just follow the masses.
But we're starting out at Hooters in Fort Myers Beach. 6 p.m. is the time,
and we very well could spend the whole evening there because it could be great.
Yeah.
It could be great.
No, I have not felt comfortable in there one time. The only way.
I thought it was amazing.
No,
it's amazing.
Let me tell you, the reason that Jimmy and Oscar love it so much is because it's a two-guy bar. If you saddle up to the bar and you hang out right there, that's when that place is enjoyable. If you're sitting at the tables, it is not pleasant.
Gotcha.
It is. They have jammed tables in there too close together. Why am I slamming the bar where we're doing our meeting?
I don't know.
We'll go there and have a great time.
Yeah, we will.
And it should be spectacular.
Like I said, Mike, there's every chance we could spend the whole evening there.
You never know.
Because
really, ultimately, it will come down to my personal
comfort.
Or
we'll bring everybody back to the house.
Oh, no, that's not happening. That is most
It'll
definitely
be another one of Buzz's legendary basement parties.
So meet and greet tonight. Remember that. We're Wednesday, March 6th. It is here in Fort Myers Beach. And we urge you to come down Estero Boulevard. And yes, we are walking distance to this watering hole. But that in no way means that I'm going to reveal my address to you. So, join us tonight at Hooters. Should be a lot of fun.
By the way, congratulations. This just in. We have now crossed 17.5 million downloads of this show.
Hey, that's
fantastic.
Did
we do that?
Didn't we already done that? Though?
Didn't we do that?
I thought we were at 17.
No, did we make that announcement last week?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we did.
Well, I just got the official notification by email, and we haven't changed the copy yet.
How you doing?
Still, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
I'm as excited as I was last week when we made that announcement. When Mark shared that with me.
This just in.
What's that?
President Barack Obama reelected. 4 more years.
Dewey wins.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so glad we're going to get to your world. As a matter of fact, we have a whole segment with Buzz where I want to get to the bottom of this cleaning thing, which I think is the way he is, but I think he might also have some misconceptions about what it is to rent one of these beach houses.
I've never done it before.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, we'll get to that.
We'll
talk about our road trip. It was Mike, Buzz, and Rob with our little road trip yesterday, and then it was my son, my Hispanic son, Oscar Santana, and another tear-jerking. We're going to have so many highs and lows.
Let's go.
We're going to have laughing. We're going to have crying. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. You do not want to go away. We're coming right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by Weight Not. Rob Spiewak, you love Weight Not.
You know what? And it's not just about health, because it is about when you lose weight, you feel better. You know what? It actually helps you in the professional world. Bosses, surveys have shown.
RJ, hide behind the curtain.
Yeah, one step to your right. To your right.
Shrub.
Right. What you need to know, Mike, is that when you are a big, fat overeater, which I have spent most of my life being.
Yes.
People, your coworkers notice this, and they think you are not only sloppy in your health life, they think you're sloppy in your professional life.
And you're getting back from Fort Myers Beach, and you're going on your tune-up again, right?
Exactly.
And so you're going to get involved with Christy and the good people over at Weight Not.
She is the best. Every time you hit any sort of stumbling block, even a pebble, call Christy. She'll talk you through it.
We don't say it because we've been talking about Weight Not for so long. We don't talk about the fact that they let you do this with real food, no packaged meals, no shakes. And I hate those shakes anyway. Yeah. And the only shakes I like. No, stop it. It's because Weight Not works fast, and it's a better value than programs that take much longer. Time to look better and feel better. Call 855-WAIT-NOT. That's 855-934-4486 or visit waitnot.com.
It allows you to diet in the real world, Mike.
Weight Not. Show us what you are made of.
Well done.
And pretty soon, Mike, the shakes will stop.
Okay.
Buzz's world. You're like Michael J. Fox.
Buzz doesn't steamroll into the show. Buzz eases into the show occasionally when he's just the buzziest. So yesterday after the show, it was a field trip for Rob and Buzz and myself.
Right.
Buzz's world.
That's a better that way, Oscar.
I love it.
Which do you want to talk about first, your impatience at the department store or your compulsive cleaning?
Let's start with the department store.
Okay, the department store, we have a road trip, and I tell Rob that
And you know what? I should start with an apology.
Yes.
For years, I have given you grief saying that Dillard's, black, not good Dillard's. You go to Dillard's. Why go to Dillard's?
I told you it's the best men's department I've ever been in. The price points are great, and I love the stuff
and
down
we
here.
We drove there, and Mike, I am a believer.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
They
it's a great
have,
store.
They don't. Now, look, it's like any department store. Most of the stuff they have is very expensive, and you can't go near it. But they have these sales down here, and I've found this to be. You know, now that we're all on a fixed income, Mark, are we going to be on that fixed income for this month again?
Of course.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, very good. So, you know, the bottom line
on budget, Mike.
Yeah, we're on budget, and they have great deals. And so I take Rob over there, and you know, Buzz is shopping in the European men's section, and Rob and I are shopping in the Iowa man section.
Well, what Buzz did, he went to the section that was called mesh and thongs.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, mesh and thongs.
Masculine mesh and thongs.
I say, we get into the men's department, and I say, Buzz, this whole section is yours. Mm-hmm. Rob and I are going to the back right corner over there.
Yeah, right.
Right.
It should be spectacular. And Rob and I get in there, and suddenly I see something that I love to see in a store. I see 65% off.
And it's nice stuff.
Lucky. And I was very, very excited.
Lucky.
And Rob was very, very excited. And suddenly you realize you're going to get a bargain, and maybe you're going to be able to pick some stuff out. Mm-hmm. So Rob goes his way. I go my way.
I bought 15 garments, Mike, for $30.
We begin to dive in and finding some opportunities. And in the middle of the department store, about 13 seconds later, Buzz comes over to me and says, I couldn't find anything. And he's like looking at me. And he looking at me like, you know, what the hell am I going
to
say?
Did he almost supposed to look at?
What? No, well, it's like what you're supposed to do, just continue walking around. Get the hell out of my kitchen. I'm doing my shopping here.
I thought you wanted to hang.
No, I didn't want to hang. That's like a wife following me there. And it was obvious to me that you had not found anything satisfactory.
That's true.
And you were ready to go. And you were ready to go in that old man way that says, I am ready to go.
I was smiling.
Yes, you were smiling. That doesn't mean a thing.
I was smiling.
Smiling doesn't mean a thing.
I was relaxed.
Yeah, you're always. Relaxed.
I believe I had one elbow propped up on a stack of clothing.
He had right, the stack of clothing I was looking at.
Oh, so he blocked you.
Was it
a smile or a sneer?
You were there. You were a witness. Did you distinctly get the vibe that, well, first of all, why is he standing in the Iowa men's collection? Because he doesn't have anything.
So I wouldn't lose you guys if you finished up.
Well, you knew where
I wanted
we'd
to be. I wanted to be. I didn't want you to have to wait on me.
But I've pulled that move that he did on my wife before.
Really?
You lurk because you're saying you want to go without saying you want to go.
You've interpreted it wrong. It's not a lurk, it's a hang. I was just hanging with you.
You wanted
to go. Eventually,
you were done. You couldn't find anything you wanted, and you wanted to go.
I was in no rush whatsoever. I was not bored. I was not uncomfortable. I was not unhappy.
As the Inquisition continues, wasn't yesterday morning, wasn't it? It wouldn't follow because you did everything with us, and you didn't have anything to do. Right. But you were glad that we were going to get, we were going to be beating feet right after the show. You were happy that things were going to move along because I told you, we're going to go right away, right after the show.
We were going to come back and hang at the pool for a while.
Okay, so that was totally blown. That's what it was.
Best day of the week
was the my
that
god!
That was his plan, and you guys ruined it.
So we ended up spending like the whole day.
You said the reason we were going to head out earlier is so we could take care of it quickly. You said because you wanted to get back here and relax as well.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And we ended up
the best day of the week. We had glorious weather, and we spent the best day of the week in a department store.
No, because we did many other things too. That was a very short.
Let
time,
me ask
really.
You, what would you say the total time spent in the men's department, the department store, what was our total time spent there? At Dillard's.
I'm going to say, what do you think, a half hour, 40 minutes?
See,
something
no,
like
of
that?
Of course not. It was more. It was about like 6 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's,
that
no,
was
not
no,
true at
because
all.
I know I checked out.
Would you say 20? I would say 20 minutes.
Between 20 and 30, I would
think
say.
Between
yeah.
20 and 25.
25 minutes.
Let's say 25. Right. Let's all go to 25.
But so we flew. We flipping flew through there.
I forgot because after we left the department store, we went. I gave you like a little tour of the area,
right?
And
we saw your house.
But you didn't. I didn't. You didn't say anything. So I forgot that
I
you wanted to get back.
I
and
wanted
hang by
to
the
do
pool.
All the things that we did.
I
we
thought so.
Saw your house. We saw Master Bait and Tackle.
Right.
We toured. What's the area? The ritzy area. We toured.
It's a Bonita Beach.
Bonita Beach.
Right.
Right.
And Lover's Key.
And we saw wonderful things. We had a great time. We had a great lunch.
We saw magnificent things.
And we came back here. It was a great day.
We saw a herd of antelope crossing the Serengeti.
We saw
it was spectacular.
We saw
suddenly I became Stewie.
Yeah, we saw sights that people go lives without seeing.
We all know though that Buzz is a planner, and when a plan changes, that's not the way he rolls.
Well, no, I rolled with it very well. I smiled the rest of the day.
I will give him
certainly
credit.
Didn't roll into the pool.
I will give him credit, and I confronted him in the department store. I said, "You want to go, don't you, Buzz?" And in fairness to Buzz, the rest of the afternoon, he didn't seem twitchy or antsy, which would indicate to me that he was okay.
I was
staying at the restaurant,
and we would have been out of there sooner if we didn't have the world's chattiest helpful
That's
lady.
True.
She really did take a long time.
Here's something to everybody that does that, okay? Especially when you're dealing with men. I respect that you are working hard and you are feeding your family like we feed ours, but at the same time, I don't want any stories from you.
No, she was extraordinarily
helpful. I want you to
helpful.
Fly over that cash register and get me the F out. And I don't want to hear blah, blah, blah.
She
because,
had a lot to say about sharks and the people
she
knows.
Yeah, because she's bored. And because when we left, she was going to be sitting there staring at like fabric all
now,
afternoon.
It could be worse because, you know, that's what Carrie does for a living. We could have had Carrie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What does she, that be like?
Oh.
Does she, let me ask you this.
You know the company?
In her retail job, does she modify her compulsion a little bit?
The company loves her because of her
PR.
Affability?
Yeah. Affability. Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
And she does customer service.
A lot of it.
Mm-hmm. So she chats.
Mm-hmm.
And women shoppers like that more than men shoppers do.
Yeah, but Carrie, I love Carrie. Right. And Carrie has...
Sometimes twice.
Carrie has somewhat of a disorder.
I mean... we mean that in a loving way.
Carrie will talk... If you get to know Carrie, you know... Rob obviously has mastered this strategy, but I'm actually pretty good at it now. I know how to go. Yep, that's right. Excuse me for just a second.
Yeah,
right.
I've got to go.
And then I take a flight out of Dulles.
This lady would be good against Carrie because when she first accosted me, it turned out she was very helpful. This
right, yes,
me.
Yes, and easy and easy on the eye.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
Yeah. She came up behind me and she said, excuse me. And I, yes? She says, feel this fabric. It's very soft. You must try this one because this is soft. I've been watching you. This is your size.
Excuse me, Mr. Man. Would you do a breast exam on me?
Yeah, you bring me a spatula.
She, I don't know. There was something about her that was, how old would you say she was?
58.
50, yeah, upper 50s? Guess.
And very tan.
Yeah. And yeah, but
leathery.
Just, yeah, leathery. Mm-hmm. Leathery and not in a good way.
I want you to feel this. This is very soft.
Okay, picture Magda in Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Only exactly. Magda was a little hotter.
Yeah, well, maybe.
True,
a,
true.
But she didn't have a dog licking her tongue.
So we get out of the department store, and I take
And it was a grand success.
It was, yeah, except for Buzz.
I think that's why it was a grand success.
Rob and I, you know, Rob and I were walking down the street looking like we just left the set of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Really, yeah, you know, we actually
were dancing.
We shot a video where we made fun of us shopping together, and we actually did it in real life. We realized it wasn't a parody. It was just capturing it.
And then Buzz walks out of the store.
Well,
empty-handed.
Sad
and you
that
were,
I found nothing.
And you were empty-handed all day.
Yeah, I found a couple of shirts that I like at $70 or $80, more than I cared to spend at the time. And the stuff that I found that I thought was reasonably priced that I liked had, like, ill-fitting collars and such.
That's what I told you, Buzz. If you want to get a shirt for $10, you just got to put on a few LBs.
Pack on some pounds.
Right. You have to go to that section of the store where you walk up to the rack and somebody goes, who'd wear this size?
That's right.
Then you get it for cheap.
I like that.
Nobody else is going
to
buy it.
And then Buzz went to Dillard's.
That's right. Well, you can't win them all.
Well, I thought he'd get some clothing at,
so did I.
And I thought Rob would get some clothing.
Oh my!
And you know, you take your pals to some place, and I thought that they'd buy a T-shirt at the greatest T-shirt souvenir shop in South Florida, which is Masturbate and Tackle.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes,
that's the name of it. Mm. It has been there for years. They really do sell bait. And primarily,
tackle.
It's the name of the place that everybody likes so bad. And I went in and bought a T-shirt in there because, I mean, it's just every time you see it, it's like a wonderful opportunity. I got the distinct impression that you boys were, not that I wanted to impress you, but that it was just really not all that. You wanted to get, as soon as you got in, was that sports thing that
I was
experiencing?
No, it's not that. Because
it's like where fishermen go.
And I'll tell you what it was.
I'll tell you what it was for me. Is
your fathers never took either one of you fishing.
I fish all the time.
I know, I'm kidding. I just
the Masturbate and Tackle sign on the side of the beautiful cinder block building.
Yes.
That's really what I wanted.
That's the best souvenir
of
all.
That's what I wanted, is the photo with you there.
So it's safe to say.
But when we go in there and we got this old redneck bashing Obama.
Yes.
Yeah. Can we say what he said, the first thing he said to us?
What did he say?
He said, where are you from?
We said Washington, D.C.
Yeah, you must be the only white people up there.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah.
Hey,
thanks a lot.
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Hello, friend.
See you later.
If you were casting the sheriff, the evil Mississippi sheriff in a movie,
Walking Tall,
you'd use this guy.
He's like the bad guy in Walking Tall. Yeah.
Let me show you this one. This is our new design. And he takes me around the corner and goes, look at that. It's the pussification of America.
That was one of the
shirts.
Perhaps
you missed the bumper sticker.
Son.
You missed the bumper sticker on the sliding door at the front of the building. He said, no Obama.
Obama. He didn't volunteer it very much.
He volunteered a little bit of an interview. And if you hadn't bought a T-shirt, I would have. But since you did, I felt like I was off cover.
Yeah, when we do the Spring Break Raw series, we're actually going to have this guy. We're going
to
have this guy on tape. And he was very chatty. He was actually ready to talk
otherwise
to
a nice guy.
So
for me, it was about the fact that there was maybe only one shirt that I would consider buying. I'm a muff diver, and that was the classiest shirt they had.
No, the classiest shirt they had.
Did
this
I miss
is,
it?
See, I'm a student of this place. The classiest shirt they have.
Be proud, Mike.
Is the
original.
It's the original before people started doing the self pleasure humor.
Yeah, that's true.
It really, and it's just a standard. We beat the competition. No, they know because that's a modified one.
Yeah, see,
I'll show it to you on the next show. I'll show you what it is.
I knew that I would never wear any of those in public.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's what it is.
That's what I thought. I wear mine out, but I wear mine out because I'm goofy that way. But you have to. Here's the thing.
Huh?
This is where the idiots that come down to the beach buy the ones that say, you know, we got stiff competition. Like I like the one that basically says it's the standard, so somebody will look at that and go, is that a real place?
There's
if somebody asked me that, that's when I
it
feel
has
like
to
I've
be
done
understood.
My job.
And sometimes you don't realize what you put on after you buy these shirts. You might buy them for novelty's sake, just to show your kids or show your wife and
show
laugh.
Your children.
Or show and laugh if they're like in teenagers or whatever.
Right. Daddy got a self-pleasuring T-shirt, kids. Gather around.
So I
remember when I purchased a Morehead University. Just a T-shirt that said, we give generously. It looked like a crest of a university, right?
Right, right.
So my brother-in-law borrowed the shirt. And by borrow, he took it back to Pittsburgh.
Because he liked it.
Yeah, but he didn't know what it meant because he thought it was a real university.
I forgot. Your brother follows the straight and narrow.
Yeah, and he's foreign. He's from Greece, so he doesn't know about Moorhead, you know, university and how it's not really that type of university.
Hey, did you have fun at that college?
Yes. So he wore it to the hospital under his scrubs.
Oh no, that's not good.
And my sister said he wore it one day and somebody said something about the shirt. One of his guy, you know, his Powers. Colleagues. Yeah.
Hey, are you foreign?
And he came home and he was
hey,
like,
"Hey, the Greek guy don't get it."
He came home and asked my sister, "What does this mean?" Because the guy at work was just laughing at my shirt, and she said, "Oh my God, you've been walking around the hospital with that thing." She goes, "Thank God you had other scrubs over them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you just don't know what you're gonna wear."
I was going through Oscar's hamper and I wanted to get this. What is this Moorhead? Please explain that to me. Hold on. We're ready for your brain surgery.
I'm all for it.
So now, that's my Greek dialect.
I like that.
We got to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll get to Buzz's compulsive cleaning, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Hey, in my humble opinion, this is, ladies and gentlemen, the best time of the year for sports because not only do we have the Final Four, not only do we have spring training baseball, but we've got the NBA, we've got the NHL, and it's a great time to go out to see the major event that you want to go see. Mm-hmm. Also, concerts, anything you want to check out, use scorebig.com. Scorebig.com is ready to give you up to 60% in savings on the best tickets here and across the country. That's right, we didn't speak wrong. We said 60%.
Don't speak wrong. Feel this fabric. Isn't it soft?
Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price. Guaranteed and never any fees. No matter what you want to see, go to scorebig.com, enter the code TMOS, and get an extra $30 off on your first order. That's on top of up to 60% in savings, and they have doubled that. It used to be $15 on top of your first order. Mm-hmm. Now it's $30 on top of your first order. So if you want to get a great deal and you've got to be at that game, you've got to be at that mm-hmm. concert, you've got to be at that event, and you really want to get a deal, it's scorebig.com. Don't waste your money. Go to scorebig.com and use our code TMOS. All right, now getting back to Buzz, and we'll have to probably tell the story about the band tomorrow. We're talking about the band that we saw yesterday.
Oh, okay, yes. That band.
So we go to Masturbate and Tackle.
I was thinking orchestra.
I believe the boys are a little disappointed. It's the part of my tour where I really thought that it would have gone over better, but it really didn't. And the fact is, what's that?
I'm glad I saw it.
I'm glad we got the picture.
Thanks.
I would have liked a picture.
Okay, whatever.
You didn't ask.
But anyway, we leave there, and then we just randomly decide we're going to go get a bite to eat because that's what you do at the beach. You eat and drink and look at the sun and look at coeds.
And your only criterion, I would say, for finding a place to eat, you said, I want a place that's on the left side so we can look at the water.
Right.
Whatever's open, we'll go to.
Right. So we do you have any Hawaiian music?
I do.
Because the bar that we walk into, restaurant that we find finally settle on, is called Junkanoo.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But it's been here for a million years, and I know that you can sit at a table, and you can look at the fun and the sun, and I have no idea whether it's a good place or a bad place. I just know the location is very good, and we walk in, and it's packed like everything is down here. Mm-hmm. And I say, Rob, run inside, and because we can't get a parking space, and let me know what's happening. And so Rob comes out with a big grin on his face, and he says, they have tables inside and outside. And there are about 300 accordions in there. That's all he said. He's like beaming.
I was so excited.
Couldn't have been happy.
I said, accordions? And I get just as excited. Accordions! I'm the person that had like an accordion player because I demanded him.
I remember.
I love accordion music more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And so I send the boys back in and I go around to park. And as I get out of the car, I'm on the far end on the beach side of this restaurant, and I hear the accordion music in the background. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like there were 50 accordions.
There were a lot.
It was amazing because, well, first of all, I went into the hostess and I said, can you seat three immediately? She said, inside or outside? I said, outside? She said, okay, yeah, we can seat you outside. I said, what about inside? She said, also
inside. Such an ass.
But then she said, oh, yeah, also inside. So why did she ask? And then I turn around, and there is, and I counted, at least 10 pieces, all senior citizens.
Middle of the day, 1:30 in the afternoon.
A polka band.
It's the Polka Jammers, ladies and gentlemen.
It was the happiest I've ever been in
my life.
Now
you need to switch gears. I hate to make it work so hard, but you got to get some polka music here. It was absolutely amazing.
Here we go.
And it's like senior citizens all dancing the polka.
It was
and
surreal.
A bunch of 90-year-old men with accordions and banjos up on the stage. And I said, you know, you don't fake this crap.
No.
You can't. This is writing itself.
We don't have to generate material. We keep stumbling across it.
We didn't go looking for this, but we're sitting there. And, of course, we recorded it for you. You'll hear it. We'll let you know when it's available. But it's just more and more and more.
The only way I can describe it is surreal. Because we were sitting there.
It was a big sound.
Yes. It was huge. We're sitting on a deck. We're looking at the Gulf of Mexico. We're drinking rum-based drinks, eating grouper fingers.
Right.
You know, native to the ground. And then it sounds like Hitler's house, just 3 feet away.
It was the tightest collection of accordions
we had. We had a wonderful waitress, Crystal.
Yeah,
Crystal Meth.
She was great,
and she was terrific.
Do you think that Junkaroo? What's the place?
Junkanoo.
Do you think Junkanoo offers dental?
No.
To me, for a waitress, you know, you just look away.
Yeah, you do.
You just look away.
If you find
she's very nice, she was very charming.
But remember, Mike, you found a tooth in your chowder, and we got the meal for free.
Do you think she got our jokes though when we were saying that to her? Do you like the show Breaking Bad?
I don't think she got it.
No. I'm sorry.
She just said, well, and here, you can do an impression of her. How's your hamburger?
The best.
How's your chowder?
The best.
How's your grouper sandwich?
The best.
How's your dental hygiene?
The best. Jesus. It was amazing. So we really dug on that. We got plenty of tape on that.
We did not dance. Good. We did not dance, but we did enjoy it.
And suddenly, you know, the day is gone, mm-hmm. and it's almost time for the nighttime festivities. But I have to finish up on my original line of questioning with Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Buzz, you have been quite the compulsive cleaner here.
It's what I do.
But
set the table, even our first night here, we heard the roar of a vacuum.
Rumblings. He was vacuuming his space.
We even got our pizza.
He's been cleaning, and I'm curious to know. You realize you were talking about getting the trash out and making sure. Mm-hmm. In the beach house.
Well, we're about to be buried in trash.
We put it outside.
I know, but it's
piling up. You're not buried in it if you put it outside, true. Mr. Neatnik. It's true. Fine. And look, I believe in cleanliness.
Yes.
I'm all about that.
Yes, you
but
do.
You have. Oscar, did he say something that would indicate to you that he thinks the place needs to be cleaned on?
No, he said to me.
What did he say?
He said, Rob, I found a squeegee in the basement so we can scrape down the walls of the shower.
Right.
And it'll make cleaning easier before we leave.
And less gross.
Do you think that we are responsible for doing a professional cleaning? They are bringing people in. So what you need to do.
Professionals.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, we don't want to have too much of a detrimental effect. We shouldn't leave the place a wreck.
What kind of detrimental effect are you talking about?
To prevent that from happening, I just try to do a little maintenance through the week so it never gets too bad.
But I don't think squeegeeing the shower is necessary.
Well, now, the purpose of that is so that we don't gross each other out also.
Well,
because not only does the water spot on the glass shower door, and you don't have to have that, you don't have to see the other guy's, you know, stuff.
I've felt nauseous 3 times this week, and none of them have revolved on spotted glass.
That's true.
Is that one of your pet peeves?
The least of our problems. No, it's a habit. You know, it's something you do to keep the shower neat so it never gets bad.
Did you bring a squeegee or did you find one?
No, found one in the basement where we store everything.
See, what grosses me out is even going near that squeegee. That's more gross than
how bad can a squeegee be?
I've never squeegeed a shower. You mean the tiles in the glass?
Yeah, the families I've been raised in did that. They, you know,
how many families raised you?
Well, 2 counting my wife.
He bounced house from house, Mike.
Will there be any other, you know, maintenance issues that we should be addressing here in the house?
No. I enjoy this. It's like therapy for me. I'm happy to do it. I have no complaints about it.
Is that the squeegee?
If I can make us all more...
Somebody just used it.
if I can make us all more comfortable and happier and less grossed out, then I'm happy to do that.
RJ, let me ask RJ. Yeah. RJ, have you used the squeegee?
Yes, I did.
Good out of that chair, RJ. Come on, go.
There we go.
All right, good stuff.
Good man.
Yesterday, after my shower, I was squeegeeing the glass, and I looked. I said, why am I doing this?
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the squeegee could be used like that.
What we do is we Windex it.
I wipe it down with a towel.
Yeah. You don't wipe it down with
you
a towel.
You could do that.
I don't touch it.
That's another good way to go.
I've never touched the glass in the
show. What does that prevent?
Spotting, so it looks nicer. And it's just like if the next guy gets in, he doesn't want to see your, you know, droplets and your hair and whatever. And this is a way of sort of cleaning all that
out. I don't think I've left a lot of hair on the
door.
How
much you guys shed when you shower?
I don't.
Not a lot.
I don't throw a hair under the shower door. I don't.
Mike's beautiful flaxen hair.
RJ throws a little hair.
Right. Yeah, he does.
You throw a little hair.
It just
hair.
Keeps the shower cleaner. Short. It's not as gross when you
your black and curlies are pretty easy to spot when they're, you know, at the bottom of the drain, you know, and all that.
Oh, but thanks, Mark.
Did you squeegee this morning?
Absolutely.
Good man. Oh, you did. Are you a big squeegeer?
That is it. I was actually expecting to see one in a plate, and that shower is very nice. It's a very nice layer of tile.
What is a C1?
Is this a pot thing?
I don't know.
No. He was expecting to see.
I was expecting to see a squeegee in the shower because of its. The layout and the design and the materials are very nice.
Have you ever squeegee?
No one has ever. You've never seen that.
You're going to see on Facebook. A lot of people do this.
Now, RJ, when you use the squeegee, did you use it on the glass or on yourself?
Well, first on myself,
instead of a towel.
Well, but normally, then also on the walls of the tower.
Yeah, me too.
Normally, if I have a lot of spots that are on the glass, I clean them off with my own pee.
Well, you know, sometimes you need that acid.
That's the way to do it.
It causes sheeting.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine because it cleans and it disinfects.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah, squeegee.
That's what Madonna said.
Mm-hmm. The squeegee actually makes the glass clean and clear.
I know what a squeegee does to glass, but it just seems to me a little.
Come on.
It takes 2 seconds.
A little nerd neck.
Even if the glass was spotted with just, you know, flecks of water, would that gross you out? I wouldn't care.
I could give a rat's ass. I'm in and out of that thing. I don't dwell. I don't live in that shower. I want to get it over with.
Right.
That's why.
When the droplets dry, it makes the shower look dirty.
How many people have used my shower this week? The one at this end. Rob's used it. Oscar's used it. Jimmy's used it. I haven't even noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go in there. If my stuff is in there and it hasn't been touched, I'm fine. And, you know, I did see an entire toenail.
No, I'm kidding. I wasn't in there.
Oh, that's where it went.
It just sloughed off.
Kidding,
Mike. Sorry about that.
I'm kidding, of course. But you understand, though, that, you know, not only are we not, you know, responsible for, like, floor scrubbing and bathroom scrubbing and all that. Oh. You know, it's just put the linens where they're supposed to be and get out of Dodge. And then they bring, the rental company brings like the whole crew down.
Yeah, I've not experienced that before. So I don't.
You've never rented a property?
No, I haven't. I don't know what the rules are.
So you pretty much, when you vacation, you go to hotels and
stuff
like that.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, fabulous five-star hotels.
Yeah, what you want to do, you just, here's the prime directive is you want to make sure that whatever you do doesn't cause any damage to the house whatsoever.
Number one.
Because, oh my God, power failure.
No, just a flicker.
I'm just kidding. No. Anyway, you really want to make sure, and that means, you know, if you have, for example, RJ's having his evening chocolate milk, and he laughs and throws it up in the air and it sticks to the wall, then we got problems.
Yeah, exactly. Squeegee that.
Then you
squeegee
might not that. Get your security squeegee. Deposit right. back. Yeah, so other than that, though, you know, don't worry about squeegee.
Well, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. In fact, my goal is to keep the place as neat and comfortable for everybody as possible.
What grosses you out in a shower, Buzz? What's the most gross thing you don't... I guess it's a spotted shower door?
I probably would be hair, you know, but I haven't seen any of that. You know, I just think it's a good thing to do. It takes 2 seconds and it makes it look spotless.
You guys are lucky I cut all mine off.
You're getting into a clean shower.
Shave.
Yeah.
Rob and I shower together. Soap sharing. Is anybody doing any soap sharing?
Oh,
that's great,
no.
Jimmy.
Sadly, we are.
Really?
I brought the only bar of soap, and I'm...
That grosses me. I'd never do that.
You'll be pleased to know you're not sharing with me, because I travel with my own soap.
And then you bring it back to your room.
Yeah.
That was my
plan. And likewise, I do the same.
Okay, oh, that was my plan.
All right, so it's just your... soap sharing is disgusting.
No, I think Mark might... No, Mark says he's not. Well, I was asked to share the soap, so I did.
Who asked you?
I thought Mark and RJ. Mark and RJ.
What's the brand of soap?
It's Dove.
Oh, well,
it's
lovely.
It's 1/4 cleansing cream.
It's my brand when I use it, and I like to put it between the pillows and just kind of rock back and forth.
Yeah, and then share it with someone.
And then you just go. And you're all done.
I do remember when we were in Iowa that you showed me how you could put the soap there and you shot it 15 feet.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, my. Simply just by clenching.
Yeah, and we put up some empty Coke bottles and we bowled with it.
Put it in the act.
Oh, it's definitely for the act.
Here we go. It's like, all right, let me try it again. Let me try it again. All right, and...
Wow. Broke another window.
That worked.
You need to squeegee now.
All right, so we're done. We're done with you. Anything else?
No, I'm happy.
God, you're a pain in the ass.
Not at all. I'm a helper. So, I'm Mr. Helper.
Hey, moving right along. Can you bring up another surprise from the basement? Yesterday was cinnamon. What more can you find down there?
All right, so it's either Oscar and me going to the other place where we're loved by all people on the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes.
Well, you were recognized. That's pretty important.
Wow.
You want to keep Mike O'Mara at a bar?
Mm-hmm.
Recognize me.
Out of the blue.
Acknowledge me.
Out of the blue.
Show me that I mean something.
You felt the love.
Make me feel... Well, how lonely was I being 53?
You're a beat down.
Like 70 years older than any of these kids. You know, 70 pounds more than any of these kids. And I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm chatting with Oscar. And let's be honest, that gets old after a while.
And was Oscar engaged or was it disinterested?
Oscar got, once he got his third vodka, off the aircraft guy. Good guy to talk to.
Yeah.
But before that, forget it. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing is going to be.
Well, I was DD for a while.
I know you were DD and you were very, I'm going to get to the part where you were really not. In fact, I'll get to that right now because we have the time. Oscar did something for me. But I was so impressed. We went to the Puerto Rican baseball game last night, and the fans of Puerto Rico.
Some people would call it the Red Sox game.
It wasn't. They took over JetBlue Park, and it was Team Puerto Rico. Yes. And I want to tell you something. I've never seen a group of people. I'm not joking now on any level. I have never seen a group of people that enjoyed themselves at a sporting event, which Puerto Rico lost to the Red Sox by one run.
But it was a great game.
I have never seen people enjoy themselves more. It was a party.
It was.
We stayed till the very end of the game. I never stayed at the very end of a spring training game. These people were so lively. Everybody was wearing the Puerto Rican flags and the Puerto Rican hats and the Puerto Rican banners. And it was the best baseball game I've ever seen at spring training.
And a nail biter, right?
Oh, everybody was having a good time.
Remember when they played this? They said, please rise for the national anthem.
It was amazing. And I'm using that word, and I mean it this time. They were so much fun. And I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm rooting for Puerto Rico last night. I'll root for them in the World Baseball Classic. I love those fans.
It added a new element to the game. It was a beautiful park, and thank you very much for having us out there. But do you remember that crowd? I would say maybe 40 guys just behind us.
Yes.
For the first five innings, they were cheering every strike.
They had trumpets. They had tambourines. They had drums.
Yeah, it was great.
Accordions.
And the whole thing, I don't speak the language, but everything sounded like, and I mean, like, I don't care what you're saying. It's fantastic. You say, hey, the fat Irish guy down there, what a dick. Hey, this is great. And I'm getting Oscar to translate. It was incredible.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but it seemed like a tight-knit community. They seemed to recognize each other constantly.
They all, there's 7,000 fans in there. And they all like you say, get up, and still one guy got somebody threw something at him.
Yeah.
Then I thought it was going to go dark. I thought it was going to go really ugly.
It never got
really
dark.
Quick.
It was a fiesta, Mike.
And really, after the game, we're driving out of the parking lot. They've lost the game. Yeah. And we look over by the stadium, and everybody's still like right out behind home plate going,
cheering.
Son of a banana! We lost by one run. Let's get a banana.
We almost won.
It was great. So during the game, Oscar goes out, and I think he said he was going to the gift shop to get something for Shannon. And he comes walking back in, and I said, hey, what'd you get? And he said, I got this for, you got something for Luca?
No, I got something for Shannon's father, who's a big Red Sox fan.
Shannon's father, a baseball cap. And then I look at the bottom of the baseball cap, and he said, I got this too. And I look down in the bag, and there in the bag is my $50 baseball cap.
Congratulations, Mike.
Oh, my God.
He said, this is for you.
I'm like, oh, my God, Oscar, let me see.
It's the wrong size.
Fail.
No, it was not a
at
fail.
At Brian Butterfield, I could be kiss-ass man.
No, the store is five steps away.
Save the receipt.
I exchanged it for the right
size, and I'm
wearing my favorite hat. This is the $50, and I'm sure you can tell up close. Worth it, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, 100% handsome. Worth it.
Absolutely.
This is the
money
hat
well
I
spent.
This is the hat I wanted. Here's the good part about this. Uh-huh. You know, I ranted and raved about it. I would never buy it for myself on general principle, but the fact is, Oscar not only bought this for me, but he knew the hat. And I never described the hat. Mm-hmm. I talked about the price of the hat, but I never gave any kind of description. He went into that entire grocery store of merchandise and came out with the right hat.
And he said, excuse me, where is your most overpriced hat?
But they have.
Show me to it right away.
They've got like four of them. They've got four different hats.
I decided because that's the hat I would buy if I wanted a hat.
And it's unique. It's their spring training hat. It's the game one.
The
one they wear.
I'm very happy for you.
Huh? What separates it from the other hats?
If you peel back this inner layer right here, where the brim meets the bill, it's just a hint of musk.
Ah, so nice.
That's what it is, but thank you.
No, my pleasure.
And Rob, immediately, Rob didn't miss a beat, and Rob went, kiss ass.
Oh, yeah, there's no off switch on the ass kissing.
It was wonderful. So it was a wonderful night at the ball game. Way to go, Team Puerto Rico.
It was so much fun.
Oscar and I stopped by Bar E, and then went to Bar D.
Right.
And at Bar D, we really were probably getting ready to pack it
we
in.
We were walking home.
Because it was bored. There were co-eds. They literally, you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
can
You're
be
invisible.
Invisible.
Yeah. Right.
And you know what I'm talking about, right, RJ?
Absolutely. Yes, Mike.
I'm sorry. So that's Thank terrible. You. That was so cruel, but so funny. Thank
I liked
you.
It.
So we're sitting there at Bar D getting ready to leave, and suddenly this group of... four or five people come up, mm-hmm. and I didn't hear what she said, but she obviously knew
said,
who I was.
She said, are you Mike O'Mara from your right shoulder, over the shoulder? And,
right.
And then I heard it from the corner of my eyes that this is not happening here.
You had a name for it like it was a prank or something.
Yeah,
what did
I
you
thought
think
you were
about?
Being punked.
Oh, you thought I was being punked?
Yeah, I said,
okay.
I thought somebody had set you up somehow, because anytime I hear it, because this is the middle of spring break.
Yes.
This is
and we're at the college kids
bar. This is a college bar.
Yeah.
Can you describe her? Was she young?
I thought she was really attractive.
Yes.
Wow. She was not co-ed.
Okay.
But she was, and then she told us later, she was an opera singer.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's why I said today, as far as people that love the Mike O'Mara show, come from all professions. She's an opera singer.
Wow.
Couldn't have been more lovely. Your sister was very nice. That lawyer, that Tom Arnold lawyer they had, that twitchy, loud
there,
lawyer, was he was hard to take.
They were there with the group, but she was a big fan.
Huge fan, and she said she's coming to the meet and greet with her sister tonight, so we're excited about
Maggie,
that.
She'll sing for us.
Maggie and Maureen Mack.
Really nice people, and that's why Oscar and I got in at the wee hours of the morning, and we get in at the wee hours, and I've got to just tell this story very briefly before you go to the music.
Let me
know we have time. So it was great. We ended up leaving very late because we were chatting with these people, mm-hmm. and the time just flies when you're with a fam.
Of course.
And really, it was so sweet. So hopefully they come to the meet and greet. And by the time we get back to the house, Jimmy is ending his day, and Jimmy rode a motorcycle.
He rented a motorcycle.
Rented it and rode it all the way up to Tampa, which is 3 hours away from here.
At least.
Just to see his daughter who's on spring break. I think that is just the cutest thing in the world. And you went up to see lovely, wonderful Kelsey, who I know very well, and I love your relationship with your daughter. And just really quickly, you got up there, you don't have a windshield on your motorcycle,
no.
You're blown to hell
3.5 hours
on your rental bike. It's a haul.
A little chilly, but
you get your battery dies on your phone.
A lot of 18-wheelers.
You're a little bit lost, but you have a general idea of where the place is.
Yep.
And just tell us, before we go to break, tell us what happened when the motorcycle's running, and you thought you were close to the house, but you didn't know.
I wasn't sure which house it was. I was in the neighborhood, and I just...
This is so cool.
I pulled around, and I'm picturing, like, 12 girls all in one house.
Yeah, right. Doing the normal spring break thing.
Yeah, right. And I pull up and just stop. But I kept the bike going nice and loud because I wanted to pull her out of whatever
house she
was in.
So you wanted to let them know with the motorcycle that they were
in. Yeah, I did. Honest to God, I was like, she'll find me. And as I was taking my helmet off, I just got bear hugged from behind.
From behind, it's his daughter, and you hadn't seen her since January, right?
I haven't seen her, since the Christmas break. Wow. She's a college student, freshman, and she didn't let go. She did not let go.
That's sweet.
Yes, so happy.
And then he rode his bike all the way back down here to South Florida, and he didn't die.
Well, good.
Success all love you, Kelsey.
Love you, Kelsey, and that's good stuff. I love that story.
And parents in the house, I love them even more.
See, the Mike O'Mara Show, with just a trace of humanity. All right, a-holes, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Robin the Audio Vault. Bye-bye. Come on. The Jack Cassidy contest is still going on, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be Rob's apprentice, buy yourself a Jack Cassidy t-shirt. Mark, we're running off some more of the mediums and the smalls, correct?
Yeah, people will be able to place their orders, I think, as early as today. I'm going to update the site.
If you're somebody that wanted a medium or a small and or a large, I think, because we're short on those, too.
Yeah, large was the first to go, so we'll have plenty of those back.
We have normal people sizes soon to be available. If you're one of the fat people that boycotted this contest, hey, fatties, tubbies, buy yourself one of the big Jack Cassidy t-shirts and take a picture of yourself, a video of yourself saying, I'm Jack Cassidy, send it to us, and if you're the winner, you get to be Rob's apprentice for a day.
You can really learn a lot.
You do. Rob's Magic Audio Vaults is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. Business owners know this. 250 cards for $10. There is no better opportunity for you to get your business cards, especially if you're starting a brand new business venture and you want to get the word out about it. The best way to do it is to work the streets and work the bars and work the businesses and hand out business cards. And thousands of designs are available for you at Vistaprint.com. To get this offer plus free free shipping. Go to Vistaprint.com and enter that code. We tell you about it all the time, TMOS, and we thank you in advance for that. I tried to get everything in here. I mean, we're going at a breakneck pace.
I know.
And normally, I would talk about the blizzard and the asteroid, but we're just doing too many stupid things down here.
No, we'll do catch up. We'll catch up. You know,
all right, so it's time for Rob and the Audio Vault. Lay it on us, Rob.
Today is sort of like the Wild Kingdom edition of the Audio Vault.
Oh, I like that.
You know how we've always enjoyed goats that scream like people.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, it seems to have an ongoing momentum on the internet. Here's a new montage of goats screaming like people. People. These are goats. Goats.
Wow.
Although that last one is great, my favorite is the half-hearted goat.
Okay.
I like this goat because they just don't seem to want to commit. That's my favorite screaming goat, Mike. So that's the one I like. But now, you're going to hate this, but I just, in an effort to give you full coverage of the story.
All right.
Another trend on the internet, humans yelling like goats, yelling like humans. Okay, so.
Is that a human or a goat?
It's a human. That's it.
Okay.
All right, just so you know, the
it's
trend is out
there.
There's
a trend. Boo. That's taking something. That's what they always do on the internet. They ruin it.
Oscar?
Boo.
Thank you. Now, there is a cat, and his name is McLovin.
Oh, a cat. I love cat stories.
And he
Let me get out my gun.
And No. You're going to like this because a lot of people think this is cat abuse.
Say cat.
Cat. Mike. You see, this cat is named McLovin, and I think the owner is giving him a bath in the tub.
Okay.
And this is on my Facebook page. You can look at this video. The cat doesn't want to be in the tub, but he's in the level where his mouth is just half submerged.
Now I'm enjoying it.
Now, the thing that's funny is the cat is complaining, but because of the acoustics of the water.
Does his mouth stay above the water?
Yeah, he doesn't die. I know, but you're going to like the sound.
Okay.
Because of the acoustics of the water, this is the sound. And, you know, I love sound.
Right.
And you always wondered, what is a half-submerged cat meowing
sound
what
like? Does that sound like? I like this.
Sounds like this.
Why wouldn't you lift your face above the water? McLovin does not like the bathtub.
Okay, hold on. Let me give you the fail.
I know why. I know why.
Because the gay men's choir that wants to have his kitty cat on the video has to talk.
Has to talk.
He hates the bath. I hate that.
As long as they squeegee the tub.
Sometimes these mashups work so strangely well. Nine Inch Nails, very angry group, had a song called Head Like a Hole.
Yeah, I know that song.
And last year, the song of the summer was Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. You wouldn't think those songs had anything in common. Check out how well this works. Head like a hole, black as a soul.
I'd rather die than give you control. What was the song that came out and said that they're like only three chords for every song ever recorded?
Song.
That's pretty much true. Yeah.
And they played the three chords and they all matched. Every time I hear something like this, I think they're all like
Sounds
the same.
Good, though.
Yeah, Flight of the Conchords did that, I believe. I think I actually have that. I'll look for that. Now, do you know actor? I know he's your favorite. Terrence Howard?
Yeah, Terrence Howard. He's made some good movies.
He's a dazzling urbanite. And he's
I like him. I think he's good.
Making a movie right now called The Butler in which he co-stars with Oprah.
Uh-huh.
And he has love scenes with Oprah.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
Lucky.
Wow.
And of course, they asked him about it, and I was surprised what he said.
To be able to make out with Oprah, to have love scenes with her and those Tiggo biddies. I mean, she's such a lovely, voluptuous woman. So being able to, she's very, very, very beautiful. And that was wonderful.
Did that surprise you?
He is lying like a dog.
Yeah, I think he is.
He is lying like a dog. But you know what? He gets a little cred by saying tig old biddies.
Yeah.
That's fantastic that he used that term. I wouldn't mind seeing Oprah's. Just to see him out of curiosity. Because she's a big star. Not anything.
She can have him. I'll settle for the lower shot.
Oh, man. I get to make out with Oprah.
As long as you use a squeegee afterwards.
Yeah, you need the squeegee for that.
Fun.
Bill O'Reilly, super dick.
Long time dick.
Oh, and a pretty great moment on his program last night.
You know one of my greatest career regrets?
What?
Is when I was...
Hiring me?
No, when Bill O'Reilly came to work at one of the radio stations I worked at, and, you know, I was the afternoon guy, and I think he was going to do middays.
Yeah.
And I was tasked with interviewing Bill O'Reilly. And I think that was the old Don and Mike show. Maybe Don was out that day, but I know I had to do his interview because I know I did it solo. And I remember I always regretted not giving him more crap.
Not yeah. tearing into him.
Because yeah. I didn't know him. I really didn't follow yeah, him at that right, point. I didn't right. know. He wasn't what he is today.
Right.
And I just wish I'd been, you know, hey, Marist College, hey, O'Mara. Eh, you know,
but
like
I
that.
Will give you this. You, inside of, I think, a day and a half of him having on the station,
yeah.
you mastered his impression, mm-hmm. and you got back at him that way.
That's true.
Yeah, because you were merciless.
You made
but,
it up.
But he, you know, he had that same act going back then. But anyway, he's a hump.
He had Alan Colmes on last night, you know, from Hannity and Colmes.
Yeah, the fake Fox News liberal.
Yeah,
that is just this guy did during the heyday of Fox when the Republicans were winning everything,
right.
winning every election. This guy is the classic token. He's a phony.
Right.
He yeah. really was put there to not argue with Sean Hannity,
right.
and he did a great job of not stating his case effectively.
Well, I think he did a great job last night of getting yelled at by Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah,
check this
perfect
out.
Guy to
this
yell
is
at.
Awkward.
Hold it, because now I'm getting teed off of you. Give me one damn program. He said he cut.
He has cut
what?
Entitlements. He has cut
the entitlements.
What do you want to yell at?
Because you're lying.
Mike O'Mara speaks to Buzz Burbank.
Hey, I'm not lying.
You are lying.
Don't call me a liar.
Exactly
don't
what it sounds
don't
like.
Sit there and call
no,
me a liar.
You're lying.
I'm not
Give,
lying.
Hey,
you,
here's
just,
the proof.
You don't like the
here's
president.
The proof.
You don't like what he's doing.
Give
but
me,
don't sit there and call me a liar.
I am. Give
no,
me one
lying.
Program.
We can have a disagreement without
no.
you calling me a liar.
Oh,
not,
no, you're lying.
O'Reilly is such a child that O'Reilly would be, don't call me a liar. I am.
I am.
I'm so brave.
Not yeah. necessary.
You are lying.
I'm not lying. We
there
have a disagreement.
A
there's a difference between having a disagreement and calling me a liar.
Yeah.
That's a personal
this
attack.
This is why I'm calling you a liar. Give me one program he said he cut.
He would cut Medicare and Medicaid.
That's
he would actually
not
cut
a specific
he offered cuts
program.
Those. You asked me a program. It's those not. Are programs.
All right.
That those are programs.
Great moment.
You know, and Combs, I'm going to give him a little credit.
Mm-hmm.
He did mention the programs, and you hear O'Reilly just go, yeah, that's right.
Slight smutter. Yeah.
Never mind.
That's not a program?
That's not a program.
You know, really, I have been known to surf YouTube and actually enjoy the people shout down O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
O'Reilly gets in so many altercations.
Oh, he does.
That there's a cottage industry with providing, you know, so-and-so goes on and destroys Bill O'Reilly, and he never really does get destroyed, but it's fun to watch that kind of stuff.
And also, I will say, welcome back to The View, Barbara Walters, who has been cured of her chicken pox.
Yay. How's she looking?
She looks the same.
Okay.
And also there is a rumor a lot of people said that she got chicken pox by hugging a celebrity who had the shingles.
I heard that.
And the rumor is Mike, it's the good looking Frank Langella that she hugged and caught
really?
The pox.
Whoopi's old flame.
Yeah.
She throws Barbara Walters is so terrific. So she throws Frank Shandella on
no,
the
No, she doesn't
didn't.
Say it. But
okay.
that's the rumor in the
story. Okay.
Right. But I mean, just so you know, she's back.
Okay.
Her concussion is better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No visible scars from scratching.
Yeah.
Do you wonder if she scratched under her wig?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know she's a phenomenon because she's 90 years old and she's still doing it.
Since we are at the beach, everyone's looking for a good book to read. Mike, I think you might want to take out the new book by George Herbert Walker Bush.
In his new book, former President George H.W. Bush defends his son, George W. Bush. Yeah. The book is called, Do You Know How Many Times We Dropped Him?
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
We'll
everybody.
Take a break, come back with Buzz and News. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are live from Fort Myers Beach, Florida, enjoying the fun and the sun.
Well, she got her daddy's car.
We hope you are, too. Tonight, it's our big meet and greet at Hooters in Fort Myers Beach.
Join us.
They're right on Estero Boulevard, and we want you to come by. Starts at 6 o'clock if you're in Miami, if you're Punta Gorda, Tampa, anywhere, South Florida. If you're in Tennessee, hell, come down and join us for our big meet and greet.
You know what you can do? Run a motorcycle.
You rent a motorcycle, come down and see us.
Right.
We'll all be there, the whole gang. That's Buzz and Mike and Mark and Rob and Oscar and
Gail,
RJ.
Gail and Bill.
Jimmy Cerrito and everybody else.
Oh, and your hat will be given away.
And maybe the skeleton pirate of Fort Myers will be there as well.
I hope Mike can make it.
I want to see him.
6 p.m. tonight, Hooters, Estero Beach, Florida. Be there. Thank you. Let's get right to it. Here's Buzz Burbank and the news. Take it away. We're running super late. Go ahead, Buzz.
We're brought to you by Spencer & Devon Premium Shaving Cream. Spencer & Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter, no harsh chemicals. You got bumps, you got Spencer & Devon. Spencer & Devon's good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. In sagebrush, spice, or completely unscented. Learn more at SpencerDevon.com or click there out on our website. With Spencer & Devon Shaving Cream, you're closer than ever to a perfect shave.
I wish the people in our house were completely unscented.
That's for sure.
We are jam-packed today. As a cold front brings rain and cooler weather to South Florida, the heavy wet snow's already started back in D.C., and combined with the expected winds, power outages are expected there and throughout the Northeast. The storm continues to dump 10 to 16 inches and canceling airline flights in its wake.
I love you, Carla.
Schools and government offices
very
also
fond
shut
of you,
down.
Carrie.
And something we thought...
Oscar, come on, you might want to join in.
Babe, you can handle it.
Yeah, and she lives in a condo.
And Marcia, I know you'll power through with that sprained ankle. Something we thought...
Wow, that was the coldest of anybody.
Something we thought was unique to D.C. has gone nationwide, and that is long commutes. A new census report shows nearly 600,000 Americans are driving at least 90 minutes a day to get to work. The national average is still around 26 minutes, but more than 8% of us drive more than an hour or more than 50 miles to get to our job. The most common around New York, but D.C. suburbs in Maryland are second.
Quit your bitching. We took 15 hours to get here.
Damn right.
That's right.
Man, I have a shorter commute than I do at home now.
You're closer to the bedroom.
No stairs.
Amen. No stairs, right.
Sadly.
I did my show prep in bed today.
I did too.
Nice. With a boiled egg. I'm sorry. I don't know what that meant.
Sadly, a growing number of us have no homes to commute from. The number of homeless families is growing at double-digit rates, and experts say this is a very troubling trend. Now, 1 in 100 New York City children are homeless. In D.C., family homelessness is up by 18% in the last year. Daylight savings time is the subject of the latest petition on the White House website. The time shift has proven to increase heart attacks and car mishaps, especially for pedestrians, and it never lived up to its goal of saving energy. The White House petition asks that we pick a time, preferably daylight time, and stick to it.
The Brian Butterfield School of Daytime.
Car crash math.
The Justice Department has just confirmed our worst fears about the government's new drone policy.
We were squeegee bad.
That's me. We were shocked enough to hear that drones would be used to kill, without a trial, Americans on foreign soil. But yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder clarified that they could also be used on citizens here on American soil.
That's scary.
Holder says there are no plans for that, and it isn't likely. We're also to hear from Mr. Holder what the feds plan to do about the states that have legalized marijuana, specifically Colorado and Washington State. A group called Save Our Society from Drugs, which includes 8 former directors of the DEA, is pressuring Holder to put a stop to this, saying it violates the anti-drug treaties we've signed with other countries. Holder says he'll have an answer soon. President Obama recently said it would not be a priority.
President man.
Reefer man.
The president's popularity. Croupier. Obama's popularity, by the way, has dropped to its lowest point since re-election. Americans now apparently blame him almost as much as Congress for the sequester.
President bad.
And it turns out that the key to winning a cyber war might not be a computer defense. Might be a nuclear weapon. The government's Defense Science Board says we must be ready to use the nuclear option if we face the threat of an attack on our computer system.
Oh. Hiroshima bad.
The board says otherwise cyber warriors could turn our own nuclear weapons against us.
War games, man.
That's scary. Yeah, shall sure we is. Play a gay bat?
And the TSA announced yesterday that toward the end of next month, it will stop banning small knives and
yes!
other previously Woo! Verboten items.
I am so bringing knives on a plane.
Hey, listen, we take flights. You now to the headquarters of the Swiss Army.
They're very happy there.
Corkscrew mat.
Thank you.
The new policy
will... Cat open a bat.
It also allows small souvenir and toy bats, pool cues, ski poles, hockey and lacrosse sticks, and golf clubs.
But no live bats.
I have a question for Jimmy. Jimmy. Where are we going to breakfast, bat?
We're going for pancakes, man.
Okay. Thank you, bat.
Carb bat.
Jimmy bat.
RJ was telling me something. I missed it.
Yeah, okay. Good timing and on both your parts.
And from right here in Fort Myers Beach, Florida... A 16-year-old boy has been suspended from high school for 3 days.
Listen to this story, folks.
Because he disarmed another student on the bus, a football player, who had a .22 caliber gun aimed at another football player.
Oh, my God.
The boy who disarmed the athlete says that he was certain that someone was going to be shot and killed. The boy who disarmed the athlete is now suspended. The athlete with the gun has been arrested.
That's weird.
Isn't that? And so we don't know
why. And the fact
why.
That the athlete with the gun has been arrested would speak to the fact that maybe this kid that's been suspended did the right thing.
Most people are calling him a hero. In Very fact, weird. I think everyone is, yeah, except for the yeah, people
they,
who
are
suspended
they citing,
him.
Are they citing the thing I hate most? Are they citing zero tolerance? Is
probably.
That what they're saying?
That's probably
a bureaucratic hump
Hate that.
Yeah, you get some people, the administrators, that can be just out of their minds. Go ahead, Buzz.
A lot of schools are dropping that zero tolerance policy. They've proven to have no tolerance for it.
Tolerance map.
There we go.
More and more bigotry is proving to have its consequences, whether it seems fair or not. In Sullivan, Indiana, a high school teacher who campaigned to keep gay couples out of the prom.
Welcome to Indiana.
Has been placed on administrative leave.
Right here.
The teacher made headlines earlier last month when she said gay people have no purpose in life.
You want to know who lives in Sullivan, Indiana, Buzz?
Who?
The Maori Fire Eaters.
And now you know.
Thank you.
Two men who own a captive hunting camp in Vermont will be in court this week to defend themselves against charges they're running an illegal fenced hunting preserve. The 129-acre camp houses 200 animals from wild boar to buffalo. There are similar camp hunting grounds in 27 of our states, over half of them in Texas.
It's great on toast, Mike. Hunting preserves?
Preserve bad.
And finally, now, you know, when we're at home, we have some fun with Florida, but when we're in Florida, we like to poke fun at other parts of the country.
Good.
In Philadelphia, a woman stole a cop car during a traffic stop in front of a police station. In the pursuit that followed, she crashed that cruiser and was apprehended. But then she fled on foot and stole a second police cruiser. They finally caught her again and this time held on to her. And in Arkansas, a 29-year-old woman stopped for suspected drunk driving after she slammed into a mobile home, tried to get away in a child's battery-operated toy truck. The fact that she was wearing no pants is just a bonus. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show today was brought to you by Warby Parker. Do you pay too much for glasses? Then I urge you to go to warbyparker.com and use our code TMOS. They'll send you glasses that you'll enjoy that are just as good as the ones in the stores that you pay too much for. Warbyparker.com.
Who are you?
My name is Brian Butterfield, and I endorse these glasses. Warbyparker.com, and you can be Eyeglasses Man. We'll see you tonight at the meet and greet at 6 p.m. and we'll be back with another show tomorrow where baby Mike O'Mara will review Life of Pi. So long and goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Brian Butterfield Man.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.